ready to go. Ready to go. And good morning once again, everyone. Welcome back. It is hour number two of the Chad Holmes Show here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, online at bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. The overcast skies continue here in downtown Wausau. The little bit of fog out there, a little bit of mist out there. It's the calm before the many storms, apparently. Right now, it's 59 degrees. And again, we will have more on the weather, as we heard from Brittany Merlot earlier, potential later this afternoon into the evening of some massive downpours, maybe some severe thunderstorms, and even the potential of tornadic activity in parts of Wisconsin as well, especially down in the southern part of the state if you're heading down there. Again, we will keep you up to speed on the weather a little bit later on in the program. Once again, need to say good morning to my in-studio engineer and producer, Ian Welsh. Ian, good morning.
Good morning, Chad.
We will have more with you in just a little bit, but you don't have the right first name for this segment. So we need to have only people that get to talk are named Chad. Of course, it's the Chad Holmes Show. And very happy to welcome back from the Marathon County Public Library, Chad Daly. And Chad, good to see you again.
Good morning, Chad.
Back on your normal time and day.
Yes.
First time in a while, actually.
Yeah.
So
I was looking back at my calendar, trying to figure out what time I needed to be here. And it's been all over. But it's good to be back in this time slot. Yeah.
I tell you.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. It's amazing how, I mean, because we have you every other week and time just flies.
I tell you,
it really is amazing. Yeah. You look at the calendar, it's now May the 21st, and it's sort of we get towards Memorial Day. Mm-hmm. That's kind of the change in mindset. You go from the spring and almost like into the summer.
Yep.
And I know that with the library, during different times of the year, there's different activities. There's just different things that go on at the library. Is there much of a change as you get to this part of the year than go into the summer?
Definitely. Yeah. Just like for a lot of other people, it's kind of the official start of summer for us. So we will be closed for a few days over the weekend. This weekend will be closed. All locations will be closed on Saturday, and we'll also be closed on Monday. So yeah, we kind of slow it down, and then right away, June 1st, things start happening for our summer programming. We do lots of different story times, lots of events outside. We bring in performers, and it's definitely a busy time for us on the programming side of things, sure.
And that's, and again, for folks that may not be, aware of your role there, that you do a lot of that kind of stuff, don't you?
I do, yeah. Myself and one of my coworkers, we plan adult programming for the Wausau location, but I help others kind of coordinate their programs too across the whole system. So if an event comes in, I say yes or no, usually yes. and it kind of goes from there. And yeah, there's a whole process to it.
And there are different types of programs that you will bring in for the summer, correct?
Yeah. I mean, we don't often have somebody bringing in reptiles, which we do this summer. We don't usually have people coming in and singing and playing guitar. That will be happening with some different performers like Tom Pease. We have magicians come in.
Tom Pease. I've heard that name for years.
A legend.
Right?
Wisconsin children's performer.
Yes.
And he's super, he's really talented and popular. We have him almost every year. And he travels all over the state.
And coming. And you're right. I mean, obviously, when you're able to maintain your act, it shows something. Because nowadays, I mean, things change so quickly nowadays. Mm-hmm. And to have somebody that has that consistency where he does be able to touch children in terms of, making the, in terms of entertainment and the show he does. I think that's wonderful.
And for a lot of these performers, summertime is their busy time too. And you know, in order to keep getting gigs, they're coming up with new songs and new acts, new performances every year. So it may be, we may have the same person come back from year to year, but the material is usually all new. So yeah, over the summer, we definitely, because we know there will be more people looking for things to do, we'll kind of step up our game a little bit as far as the performers that we bring in and put a little more into it than some of the stuff that we do the rest of the year.
Fantastic. Mm-hmm. And as we get towards Memorial Day, is this a busy week with activities at the library?
Not
coming
so much,
up?
Actually.
That's not surprising, to be honest with you. I mean, this would probably be just in my layman's mind would be one of those weeks that the run-up to the holiday weekend would be a little bit less active than maybe most of the year.
Definitely. Leading up to the weekend, and because next week will be a short week for us, being closed on Monday. This week and next week, definitely a little slower. There's a teen advisory group that meets tonight, or this afternoon, I should say, in Mosinee at 4 o'clock. And that's kind of pretty much it until Saturday, June 1st.
Let me ask you real fast about like the teen advisory group. I think that's really a wonderful of idea. What's involved in that? Maybe parents could suggest that their teens, if they're tuned in right now,
Pretty casual social, just a way to invite teens to come into the library and hang out. But it's not just a purely social session. You know, we're getting ideas for programming and see if some of the teens want to help organize the programs themselves. Talking about books, you know, what are they reading? What's popular right now? There's some socializing too. So it's just a chance to get a little bit more involved in the library and in terms of programming and other things, but also a chance just for teens to come in and hang out because, they can be a fickle bunch when it comes to programming and what they're interested in and what might get a teen out of the house and into the library.
You so can't try slide much past them, right?
Yes, exactly. I mean, we have the teen advisory groups. We're going to be on the June 4th starting up our summer teen D&D sessions. So we're definitely trying some different things to engage teens, and we realize part of that has to be fun too.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
Again, we're talking to Chad Daly from the Marathon County Public Library here on Bull Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. What else is on the itinerary as we look forward?
Yeah. Next week, June 1st, I mentioned some big things starting up. We'll be starting the summer-long Trail Tales out at Oak Island Park here in Wausau. We've done it before. It's pretty popular. Basically, we just put up some different posts throughout the park and put pages of books on those posts. And as people walk through the park, they can read the books. And so we'll have a couple out there from June until mid-July, and then we'll switch it up and do a couple of others through the end of August. So yeah, that starts up on June 1st. Also on June 1st up at Rib Mountain, so it's the free weekend for state parks that weekend. And so we're going to be doing a story time up on Rib Mountain, one at 10 a.m. and another at 11 a.m. So you can come up to the park. It's free parking, free access. You can hear some stories and then just have fun in the park too. So
getting outside the library.
Yeah, we've done that one once or twice up on Rib Mountain. It's great. It's fun. It's a really fun environment, and of course, very picturesque. And so then, as far as the first week of June, we're starting up some different things. We have some rotating program or craft programs for kids that will be available all week at different locations. And so it's easiest just to go to the website and see what we have going on. And we got a monthly newsletter, too, that covers May and June. And we also have the full summer event, summer library program events for kids in paper form and online, too. So you can mark your calendars and highlight stuff that you would like to see over the summer.
And that's one of those things as well that I think we should always underline is the fact that for folks that are not right here in downtown Wausau, maybe, down in Rothschild or Mosinee or wherever else, because, again, you have so many terrific branch libraries throughout the county that there are activities that are right down the road for people that aren't right here in downtown.
Yes, absolutely. It's never just been about Wausau. We want people at our branches to have stuff to do, too. And so, Yeah, and these kinds of craft programs, it's nice because we just order a whole bunch of supplies and kind of divvy it up, and then it gets sent from location to location. So people, you know, if you wanted to try the sunflower weaving craft that we have the first week in June in Mosinee, it'll be coming up later in Spencer and kind of down the road. And we have, you know, stringing beads and summer adventure books and that sort of thing. So, yeah, just if you're curious what is coming to your branch, you can certainly do that. Or if you're looking to maybe drive a little bit, maybe, you know, hop in the car and go to a different branch if they have something going on. That's, you know, certainly possible too.
Well, that's one of the things as well. There's, I mean, you do have unique events that are at certain branches as well that people would be interested in. And that's another good reason to always keep up to speed on what's going on, whether through your website or through your Facebook page, or because you do a nice job of making sure that you keep. And in fact, you have an event flyer that you bring in here is, you know, that people can pick up as well when they stop by the library.
I have to remind myself of all that going on. I can't keep it all straight in my head. There's just,
And this is during a slower time. You have to keep it all in your head, I tell you. So, again, so make sure you just, because there's nothing worse than having something that you look, you see, that would have been great, but I missed it. I mean, really, I mean, though, and especially in the summertime, I just think that you talk about when you say craft, it just feels like summer to me.
Yes,
I mean, it really does. Having those kind of, you know, learning and being able to be expressive in that way
for sure
is something that just says summer to me.
Yeah. Bring the kids in, let them sit down and work on a craft while the parents go find some books. And, you know, it works out pretty well.
Fantastic. Yeah. Anything else that we need to mention before we wrap things up?
Just non-programming wise, just to put this on people's radar, we are in the testing phase of some mobile printing. We're starting it off at our reference desk in Wausau. Because it's a pretty common question, can I print from my phone? Can I print from my laptop? And we haven't been able to do that, but we have a new system that we're working on and want to make sure we know exactly how it works and all of that before we start to roll it out to the branches and all of that too. But that is in the works. We're pretty happy about that. It goes along with one of the things in our strategic plan about improving access to the library. And so being able to print from a phone pretty easily is, I think, something people will be able to appreciate.
Yeah, fantastic. Definitely. Again, the website is mcpl.us. After all this time, I got right at the top of my head, I tell you. Don't have to write it down. It's so simple. Yeah. MCPL, Marathon County Public Library, mcpl.us. Get all that information there and also follow on Facebook. Chad Daly.
Thank you so much, Chad.
Have a great Memorial Day weekend.
Thank you. You too.
Catch you in a couple of weeks.
You got it.
The time is 9:18. We'll have more coming up here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. And welcome back, Chad Holmes Show, Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, online at bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Again, thanks to our guests, really a couple of terrific guests. We had Ted Hartke on in the last hour, again, talking about this great event coming up in just 1 month on June 21 and June 22. Extra Innings Celebration of Life at the softball complex at Sunnyvale. There's a softball tournament. There's also a couple of concerts on June 21st, Rising Phoenix from 7 to 11 p.m. That's Friday. And then on the Saturday, the 22nd, Caleb Delaney from 5 till 7. And then really just outstanding fun during the course of the day, children's games, and just a lot going on at this big event. And at 7 o'clock to wrap things up. There'll be a prayer and luminary service where they'll remember loved ones lost to cancer that have been nominated throughout the weekend. So, again, get more information on this event. And one thing, again, that I wanted to make sure that we do in the next month is really spark knowledge of this event, because as I said earlier, I did not know about it a year ago, and it sounded like it was a great event a year ago. So if you are somebody that has had a family member or a friend who's been touched by cancer, or maybe being touched by cancer right now, this is a fantastic organization, a fantastic event, raising money that's all staying here in central Wisconsin, and also none of the money is going towards executives or anything like that. These are all volunteers that are part of the board for Extra Innings. Get more information at www.extrainnings-wi.com. That's extrainnings-wi.com, and hopefully we'll see you there coming up in a month's time. And again, we will have Ted Herkey back on in a couple of weeks, talk more about the organization, talk more about the event as we get closer and closer. As we get right into the summer, and so much great stuff going on. We heard from Chad Daly, so much stuff going on as well. So, again, great to be here in central Wisconsin this time of year especially. So much going on, so much fun to be had, and so much many opportunities to take advantage of living in this part of the world. It really is, for this time of year, as opposed to dealing with 90, 100 degree heat with high humidity like you do in the south, or maybe the or just hot weather in the far west. We get wonderful weather for wonderful activities throughout the summer here in north central Wisconsin. Also, again, I want to remind folks that we're just 10 days away from Ian Welsh hitting the stage yet again with the Wausau Community Theater as they are continuing their rehearsals for Cole Porter's Anything Goes, which will be held at the University of Wisconsin-Stevens Point campus, the Center for Civic Engagement, and the Venega Theater, coming up starting on the 31st of May, May 31. June 1 and June 2, three shows, Friday, Saturday nights, and Sunday afternoon, and then five more big shows starting the following week on Thursday, then another show on Friday night, both a matinee and an evening performance on Saturday, and then finally the final day of the show on Sunday, another matinee. You will be definitely using your acting, singing, musical chops, aren't you?
Yes, especially to my fullest ability, because if you're doing 8 performances over 2 weekends, you really have to make sure your energy is up and you make sure your body is feeling well. Unfortunately, I think I'm coming down with a little sickness, but I'm trying to make sure I take care of myself the next week and a half.
Stay away from me then. I don't need no sickness around. That's the nice thing about having that big window between us then, you know?
I'm too serious, but it's just, I have and I don't know if this is like a common thing, but I call it a 24/7 allergies.
Oh, geez.
Where it doesn't matter what a season I'm in, I'm always stuffed up or sore, or it's always something. I don't know if it's an actual thing I have, but just, winter is not as bad. It's just the spring and summer is when the pollen and the ragweed gets bigger, and then my sinuses act up. But
boy, and you want better this week than next week, right?
That's true. I just gotta make sure I drink lots of water, have some tea, cough drops, just take care of myself as much as I can, get plenty of rest. Hopefully I can get.
But if there's anybody that can suck it up, it's you. You're going to get out there and you're still going to be fine.
That's true. I'm going to be okay.
You want to make sure that when you get to rehearsal tonight that you are leading the way, that you are a good influence on everybody involved in that cast as these rehearsals get more and more important. And again, folks can buy their tickets now, can't they?
Yes, they can. You can go to the Wausau Community Theater website. We have a link on the site where you can go to get your tickets, or you can go on WCG's Facebook page and ask us tickets from there. There's still plenty of seats available. There's plenty of tickets if you want to come back, if you want to see the show, or if you like the show So much you want to come back a second time? It's okay if you want to do that too.
Heck, you want to see it 8 times, go for it.
Absolutely.
Somebody should set a record.
I mean, if you have the time, I recommend that.
I think that if somebody goes and sees it 8 times, that they should get some sort of award from the Owosso Community Theater. So they should be keeping track of that. And if somebody goes 8 times, we're going to put them on the show too. We'll interview them and see what they thought and what got them to go to 8 times. So if you go to that show
dedication
8 different times,
award.
Yeah. Yep, you go to that show 8 times, we will put you on the show to talk about it. There's a challenge right there. So,
boy, that would be interesting, because then you could probably challenge them to see, all right, so between the 8 shows that you saw, what was different about each show?
That's right. And that by that point, they'll probably know all the lines too. They could probably sit here and, you know, give us every line that
they
you
can
said.
Already quote the show word for word if they wanted to.
Absolutely. So, yeah, enjoy your rehearsal. Hopefully you'll feel better by tonight, and hopefully there won't be any storms rolling through at the time either. So, big storms, but we'll compete.
Thunderstorms I can deal with. Tornadoes, not so much.
I think you're not alone in that respect. So, time is 9:28. Coming up, we'll have an information update. We'll get you the latest information on the weather. What can we expect here in north central Wisconsin? Plus, we'll get a news update, get the national news, plus our civic media state news update with Terry Bell, local news with Brittany Merlot, plus the weather, Mike Clemens with sports, and then we'll come back and talk a little sports, because there was some activity as the softball playoffs began yesterday. I found out too late myself, but there was activity, and the playoffs continue today. And also last night, Division One, including Wausau West and DC Upperst and Wausau East, they found out what their playoff bracket looks like. And the Brewers, heartbreak last night in Miami. So we'll talk a little sports coming up as we continue here on this Tuesday morning. The time is 9:28, 59 degrees under overcast skies. Chad Holmes Show, Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Chad Holmes Show on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Coming up tomorrow on the program, in the first hour, we will be joined by Bob Look. He comes in every other Wednesday, joins us for the first hour, talks about what's going on in the news, talks some sports, just bouncing stuff off each other, having a good time, and also trying to talk about big things as well. So we'll have Bob come in with us for the first hour tomorrow. And then in hour number two, we'll find out what's going on at the Grand Theater in Wausau. I know they had their big 38 special show that was rescheduled. That came on Sunday. We'll talk about that, talk about what else has been going on, what else is happening as we get towards the end of the season. Though it seems like nothing really stops at the Grand anymore. There's always something going on. And we'll talk about what's happening with Sean Wright, who is the executive director of the Grand Theater and the Wausau Performing Arts Foundation. He'll be with us in the second hour. May also, if I'm feeling a little naughty tomorrow. I'll bring up the St. Louis Cardinals because Sean Wright is a big Cardinals fan. And the last time he had him in, we finished up and we were walking out, and he wasn't very happy about the Cardinals. So we may have to talk a little bit about that. But Sean Wright from the Grand joining us tomorrow as well. Back with you tomorrow, 8 till 10 a.m. right here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bowfallsradio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. And again, also, if you don't catch every hour of the show, I mean, come on, you got to catch every hour of the show, right? But if you don't, we do have a podcast. We put a podcast out for every hour, and you can go and listen to it wherever you get your podcast. Again, it could be through Apple, wherever you get those podcasts. Just search out Chad Holmes Show. You can also go to our website at bowfallsradio.com, click on shows, and then you can go back and listen to this program and others as well, or go to the Civic Media website at civicmedia.us as well. So our podcasts are everywhere, and there are so many that you have to go through, so many shows here on Civic Media. You may have to go put the speed on, because I know that on podcasts you can put the speed a little faster, go through them a little bit quicker. But then the voice doesn't have that rich tone that we love to have here on this program, at the very least. Sports-wise, Brewers, last night, you know you're going to lose some games, but you don't want to let them slip away like they did last night. And the Miami Marlins were trailing the Brewers 2-1 going into the bottom of the ninth inning, and they manufactured a run. There was a Nick Gordon single, then he stole second, and then a bloop single. And they all look like line drives in the scorebook, but it was a bloop single by Otto Lopez to tie the game. And then after the Brewers had runners on second and third with one out in the 10th, did not score, the Marlins scored in the 10th to win it 3-2. The thing about it is Marlins have struggled this season. These are games you really got to have, or else you're losing ground to others in the division and in the National League. So the Brewers continuing their longest road trip of the season. They have now lost three of the first four. They still have five more games remaining on this road trip. They are now 27-20 on the season, still leading the Cubs in the National League Central. But the series continues tonight, or late this afternoon. In fact, it's a weird time in Miami. The Brewers' first pitch is a little after 5:30, because in Miami they play their home games starting at 6:30 Eastern. It reminds me of an old Seinfeld episode when Jerry went down to Florida. His parents had retired down to Florida, and apparently all the retirees down in Florida, they eat very early their dinners. So, and it's like, you know, Jerry said, why are we eating so early? But everything is much earlier, and even the start times are a little bit earlier in Miami. So the Brewers and the Marlins at 5:35 tonight in Florida. Yesterday, high school sports, a couple of our area teams had their softball regionals moved up, including the Wausau West Warriors. Unfortunately, Wausau West saw their season come to an end in a Division I regional semifinal. The Warriors fell to Menominee by a score of 10-2. So Wausau West finished up their season with 12 wins and 11 losses, but unfortunately will not play anymore this year. Also yesterday, always powerful Assumption in Division 5. They defeated Alma Center and Lincoln by a score of 18-0. Softball today, again, knock on wood, weather permitting. I think my game is in pretty good shape because I'm so far up north. Have to travel so far, it's getting away from most of the bad weather. As the Newman Catholic Cardinals are taking on Pembine Goodman. Yep, heading up to Pembine, Wisconsin. According to the map that I looked at, 2 hours and 20 minutes each way. But I will be there with a lot of extension cord to bring you the broadcast today. The game is starting at 4. I'll be on the air at 3:50. Again, if you missed the first hour, I talked about that. I contacted the folks at Pembine, said, hey, I'm coming up. What do I need? What do I, you know, what's the setup up there? I've never been up there. And was told, well, we usually don't get too many folks broadcasting up here. We don't really have a broadcast spot. We really don't have power at the softball field. But if you bring a bunch of extension cords that, you know, we can take it from the football field over towards the outfield on the softball side. And then he said, well, I think there's a power source near the scoreboard that was not wired up, but I think it might have been wired up since I last checked it. So hopefully that's working, but you should be you still should bring a lot of extension cord just in case. So after the show today, I will be heading off buying a lot of extension cord, heading up 2 hours and 20 minutes to Pembine, dragging my table, my chair, and my equipment, setting things up, hoping it's not going to rain, and be on the air at 3:50 for the pregame and 4 o'clock for the first pitch. Newman Catholic Division 5 Regional Semifinal Softball right here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, online at bowfallsradio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Also today, Tom Weaver will have the Marathon Red Raiders in action. And I heard from Tom because the game today against Princeton Green Lake, Division 4 Regional Semifinal, but with the weather the way it is, there's some talk about moving that game for Marathon. And we don't know at this point, but wherever the game is, Tom will be there. Bring you the coverage of the Red Raiders softball in the playoffs. And we will have coverage live online on bowfallsradio.com and also the Civic Media app, Sports 2. Again, the Sports 2 stream. And again, if you don't know about our Sports 2 stream, that means we can have two games at the same time, one on the air, one on our stream only. And if you go to bowfallsradio.com, you'll see what's on the air now in the upcoming schedule. If you go down just a little bit below that, it'll say Sports 2 and Sports 3. And all you have to do is click on Sports 2 at 4:50 today, and you'll get Tom Weaver with the call of that game. So, again, that is coming up later today. I will be with the Newman Cardinals at Pembine Goodman, 3:50 airtime, live on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. And Tom Weaver will be on BowFallsRadio.com and the Civic Media app Sports 2 stream, Sports 2 at 4:50 for Marathon against Princeton Green Lake. Got it. You'll be quizzed on it later, but I hope you got that, and hopefully you'll join us for that playoff action. Because, again, we are so very proud to be the only Wausau radio station, as I pound on my knee right here, pounding on it, showing emphasis, proud to be the only Wausau radio station that still brings you live play-by-play of high school sports, Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. The guys down the street, they don't do it. They don't do it. Nope. Nope, they don't do it. We still do it. On the scoreboard yesterday in high school baseball, some mainly non-conference action. Marathon beat Pittsville 9-3. This is regular season baseball. Wausau East beat Antigo 9-2. Marshfield over Medford 1-0. Wittenberg Burnhamwood beat Spencer 8-7. Assumption over Port 14-3. And Mosinee fell to Stratford by a score of 10-0. Also yesterday, the Division One playoff brackets were announced for the playoffs that begin next week in high school baseball, and some area teams involved in that. Wausau East is a number 8 seed in that bracket. The Evergreens will play host to number 9 seeded Menominee at the Wausau East Jack Torrizani Field next Tuesday. The winner of that one will advance to take on number 1 seed Stevens Point. Spash gets a first round bye. So East against Menominee Tuesday, the winner at Spash next Thursday. Also in that bracket, Wausau West is a number 12 seed. The Warriors will play at number 5 seeded Eau Claire North. So that's coming up next week Tuesday. Wausau West at Eau Claire North. Also next week. The winner of that one, by the way, will take on the winner of number 4 Eau Claire Memorial against number 13 Superior. DC Everest is a number 7 seed in that Division 1 bracket. The Evergreens will be home at Mark Simon Field next Tuesday, playing host to number 10 seeded New Richmond. The winner will move on to take on number 2 seeded Hudson. And also in the bracket, number 3 seed River Falls will be hosting number 14 Marshfield. And number 11, Wisconsin Rapids Lincoln, will be at number 6, Chippewa Falls. So, again, the playoffs begin in Division 1 next Tuesday. 6th with the regional semifinals. The regional finals will be next Thursday, and then the sectionals will be held on June the 4th at Jack Hackman Field in Marshfield. And, of course, we bring you coverage of Wausau West Marathon and Newman Catholic High School sports coming to the end of yet another very exciting season. And hopefully we'll see one or two of our teams, whether in baseball or softball, make some deep runs and keep us going into June. And love to bring the action to you here on Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 12:30. Well, I've been talking about a lot of numbers. We're going to be talking about more numbers coming up. Are you ready? Are you ready to make it two in a row today?
Yes, I am. I'm going to make sure that I stay focused this time.
Well, I tell you, when you get off
with my gut on this one, this
when you get
time.
Off to a 1-0 start, that makes it a lot better, doesn't it? I mean, this makes it feel better. It's instead of trying to come from behind, you're trying to basically go for positive records.
Exactly.
And you're 1-0 so far this weekend. Again, you get three choices every day for our number of the day quiz. So if you get 33%, that's what you should get, because you have three choices. You should get one out of three. And you have normally 5 days in a week. Like next week, we won't, because we'll have Memorial Day off.
That's right.
You know, so we'll be okay with that. But most weeks, if you get one out of five, that means 20%. That's not good enough.
No, it's not.
You get two out of five, 40%. That is good enough, because that's above 33%. And then it's all gravy after that. You want to get three out of five and four out of five. And I'm still waiting for that week where you get five out of five. Is this the week you get five out of five? Or is this the week you're going to break the record, get four out of five?
Oh, I certainly hope so.
We want to get some records. We want positive records.
Yes.
So coming up next, it's our daily history lesson. We'll talk about famous events that are going on this date in history. We'll talk about some celebrity birthdays. We'll talk about events that are being acknowledged today. And we will have Ian Welsh with the number of the day quiz. So we always wrap things up on a high.
So yes, absolutely.
We're going to do that coming up next. The time is 9:48. I'm Chad Holmes. It is the Chad Holmes Show, Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 12:30. And welcome back, Chad Holmes Show on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 12:30, bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Well, the rain has started to fall here outside our studios on the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street in downtown Wausau. A little bit of a breeze picking up as well. So, again, it's going to be an interesting weather day, to say the least, especially as we get to the afternoon and evening where some of the severe weather could move in. So make sure you stay tuned in right here to Bow Falls Radio throughout the course of the day. We'll keep you up to speed on what is going on. But it is Tuesday, May the 21st of 2024. It is day number 142 of this year. We're down to 224 days remaining in this year. And some famous events have occurred on this date in history. On this date in 1819, the first bicycles imported from England appeared on the streets of New York City. Within a month, the city banned the newfangled machines as being hazardous to public safety. On this date in 1881, the American Red Cross was established by Clara Barton. On this date in 1927, Charles Lindbergh touched down at Le Bourget Field in Paris, completing the world's first solo nonstop flight across the Atlantic Ocean. As I said yesterday, 5 years after that, it was Amelia Earhart in 1932, because of bad weather, landed in a pasture in Derry, Northern Ireland, becoming the first woman to fly solo across the Atlantic Ocean. On this date in 1945, screen legend Humphrey Bogart, one of my favorites. I love Bogart, love those Bogart movies. Well, on this date in 1945, he married his co-star, actress Lauren Bacall, Bogey and Bacall. On this date in 1956, the United States exploded the first airborne hydrogen bomb over Bikini Atoll in the Pacific. On this date in 1999, Susan Lucci, star of the ABC soap opera All My Children, won her first Daytime Emmy Award for Best Actress in the 19th straight year she was nominated. After about 10, I would say enough of this. Enough of this. But she waited and waited, and finally 19th time was the charm. On this date in 2017, the Barnum and Bailey Circus performed for the last time. It was at the Nassau Coliseum in Long Island, New York. And I did not know this, but on this date in 2019, Washington became the first U.S. state to legalize human composting. I don't think I'd want to be used as composting, but so be it. Yeah. Some famous people are celebrating their birthdays today. Former Saturday Night Live cast member and writer, former United States Senator and author, Al Franken is 73 years old today. I pity the fool who does not know that Mr. T turned 72 years old today.
Happy birthday, Mr. T.
Star of the A-Team, but I remember him most as Clubber Lang in Rocky III. Judge Reinhold, actor, was in the Beverly Hills Cop films and the Santa Claus films, is 67. Actor Lisa Edelstein from House, 911 Lone Star, is 58. And comedian Noah Fielding from the Great British Bake Off is 51. And Sarah Ramos of Parenthood and American Dreams is 33. If you're out there celebrating your birthday, happy birthday to you from all of us at Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Some special events being acknowledged here today. It is American Red Cross Founders Day. It is Dinosaur Day. I Need a Patch for That Day, which is a scouting day, basically. International Tea Day. Memo Day. Strawberries and Cream Day. Waiters and Waitresses Day, so I had a little extra to the tip today. It is World Day for Cultural Diversity for Dialogue and Development. More than a mouthful.
Yeah.
Alrighty then.
Okay.
All right, our number for the day. It is the days in the United States, number of days, that are dedicated to celebrating members of the military and their family members. There are quite a few, a lot of days that are dedicated to celebrating members of the military and their family members.
Okay.
All right. Is the correct answer 115 days? Is the correct answer 165 days? Is the correct answer 215 days? So how many days in the United States are dedicated to celebrating members of the military and their family members? Is it 115 days, 165 days, or 215 days?
Okay.
Again, Leon is one for one this week, so he's off to a good start. If he gets it right today, that means he's already clinched a winning week because, again, we give him three choices. You should get 33%. He would clinch 40% if he gets it today, and he would keep alive the dream of a perfect week.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to go with my gut on this one. I'm going to say... Okay. And now I'm starting to overthink this a little bit. Don't do that. Don't do that. Okay, I'm going to go with B. I'm going to go with 165. That's my final answer.
The number of days in the United States dedicated to celebrating members of the military and their family members is 115.
Oh.
Were you thinking about going in that direction?
No, I was going to go for either the middle number or the biggest number. I didn't think of the small number.
Well, at least all that thinking didn't cause you to go in the wrong direction. You were in the wrong direction right from the very beginning.
Yes, I was.
Well, you're still doing fine. You still have a chance for a record week. One out of two. We're still okay. So yeah. We'll do it again tomorrow and see if we can't get you back on the winning track.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, thanks again to our guest today, Ted Hartke, Executive Director of Extra Innings, extrainnings-wi.com. Again, they have their big event, their celebration of life at Sunnyvale Softball Complex, June 21 and June 22. Thanks to Chad Daly from the Marathon County Public Library as well for joining us. Thank you to Ian Welsh for being with us as well.
Thank you, Janet. Have a great Tuesday, everybody.
Tomorrow, Bob Look in hour number one, Sean Wright in hour number two. And again, don't forget, later today at 3:50, Newman Catholic High School playoff softball, Newman Catholic at Pembine Goodman. I'll be there. 3:50 for the airtime. Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. BullFallsRadio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. And again, Marathon Softball, 4:50 on the Sports 2 stream of BullFallsRadio.com and the Civic Media app. See you tomorrow.